This is North Shore High School basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Tonight, a boys' game. Winthrop under head coach Dave Sacco taking on Marblehead under the direction of head coach Michael Giardi. Winthrop is 5-8 on the year. They're in Division Four, and they've qualified for postseason with the Sullivan Rule. Meanwhile, Marblehead is 7-5. They've had some key wins in the past week against Somerville and Salem. Winthrop certainly playing Malden tough going into overtime last week as well. So they've both teams are really kind of on an upswing here in the last week or so. Winthrop will be bringing in their 1,000-point scorer, Devin Pulsifer. We'll tell you about both lineups when we talk with both coaches just ahead here on our pregame show. Plus, there's plenty of other North Shore basketball around the area that we'll keep you posted on throughout our broadcast here tonight. So up next, Dave Sacco, head coach at Winthrop High School, followed by Mike Giardi from Marblehead. So stay with us here on our pregame show as we roll on from Marblehead on this Tuesday night here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Dave Sacco, head basketball coach at Winthrop High School. And Coach Sacco, I guess, well, congratulations first for qualifying for the state tournament.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. It's been a good year so far. Kids are working hard, you know, really buying into the system what we're trying to do. So, you know, we're basically just trying to take it one game at a time, right?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have played a tough schedule, right? And you're in games and so on this year?
Yeah, so we're the only Division IV school in the Northeastern Conference. And, you know, we're 5-8 with 8 losses, but 7 of those losses are to a majority of Division I teams and a couple of Division II teams. You know, played Marlin the other night, lost in overtime, 85-79. Played Everett tough, played Classical tough at Classical. Played English top, so you know I couldn't ask any more from my guys. We're battling every single night in every possession.
Let me ask you this: is there a game that you mentioned a tough schedule, and it might be a game that you lost, to be quite honest with you? But what would have been the best game that you guys might have played, or most complete game? Let me put it that way.
So I think we played really well this past Friday night at home versus Marlin. That was probably the closest that we've been to having a complete game. Stress to my guys, like playing 32 minutes in every single possession, and at times we look very good. And at times we look pretty bad. So I would say Friday night, though, was the closest that we've come to putting like a perfect game for 32 minutes where, you know, it was a back and forth with Marlin and we had a chance to win it late with under 10 seconds to go. We ended up tying it and then we went into overtime. We just needed to make like one or two more plays to get that win. Unfortunately, didn't do it. But in the end, I was happy with the effort.
You know, I was talking with one of the coaches in the area and, you know, you look at these upper echelon teams, whether, let's say you put Everett, Classical, English in that group, but there's also another group of teams. And I don't know whether I've drawn the line fairly here or not, but there's really good teams like Malden's and Peabody's that have done well this year. And
And I, you know, put you yourselves in that group as well, is in that, whether you call it a second tier or what tier you put it in overall in the conference, because you have to play everybody.
Right. So I think, you know, you lump in a Beverly who's having a very good year. Gloss is doing very well this year. You know, Medford's battling night in and night out. Swampscott had a game, played well last night with a nice win. So every night in this league, you're just playing iron top to bottom. So you got to be prepared. You have to have the kids ready, and you got to make plays to really get the W's.
Well, I know we talked about Devin a little bit earlier this year, but tell me about your two guards this year, Tayshaun and Devin, and their roles. I know you're doing the starting lineup for me in a moment, but I want to hear, those are the two key guys offensively for you guys.
Yeah. So Devin's really, his game has evolved over the past couple of years. He's known as like a very good 3-point shooter, but this past year, he's really been able to put the ball to the floor. Guys have come up on him, forcing him to put it to the floor. He uses his body really well. He finishes really well at the hoop. So he's really evolved into like a two-way player offensively. And Tayshaun can really score from anywhere on the floor. You know, he can shoot the three. He can get to the rim whenever he wants. He's big. He's athletic. You know, he can play above the rim when he wants to. So those guys are really our two main guys offensively. But, you know, like I've been saying all year, we're really not like a two-man show. Our point guard, who's a junior, the only junior on the roster, Cronall Washington. You know, it's funny. I was telling him the other day, as he plays well and as he gives us energy, you know, we go and we play very well. And at times, being a junior in his first varsity experience this past year, you know, he comes out maybe a little like haphazard or lazy. And we kind of like feed off that lack of energy. But when he comes out and he's getting to the rim and he's scoring the basketball, we feed off that in the opposite way and really get after it offensively. So he really, you know, makes us go. And then there's other guys like, you know, Alex Dernier and David Diaz who play well offensively. They're basically like really good shooters for us. So when Tayshaun and Devin are getting to the rim and driving and kicking, we're kicking to Alex, we're kicking to David for the three.
Now, did you do everyone in your starting lineup or not? I think you might have just Elliot, right?
So Elliot basically is our 6'8 center. Last year, he was a junior coming off the bench on the JV. And he's had zero varsity experience until this year. And he's come light years from last year to this year. He's playing 27, 28 minutes for us, Classical and Everett and English and all those guys. And, you know, he's averaging 7.5 points a game, averaging 11 rebounds, 4 blocks a game. He's altering a bunch of shots. So defensively, he's really our catalyst, you know, and our main rebounder.
All right, since I messed this interview up, David, it's my fault, but I won't have you do the starting lineup because I think you've pretty much done it already, to be honest with you. My last question then would be, what about Marblehead? What's the matchup? How do you see it here tonight?
Yeah, so they're obviously well-coached. You know, the guys play really hard. The two bigs are going to be a problem for us underneath. We're going to make sure that we box out, you know, keep them off the glass. The guards are really athletic. They look to push the basketball up the floor. So we've really been stretching in practice, you know, getting back on D, transition defense, making sure we're closing out on their shooters because they can obviously shoot the three. So, you know, anytime you come through Marblehead, you know, it's going to be a tough test. But, you know, my guys will be ready for the challenge.
All right. Coach, nice seeing you, and good luck tonight.
Right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Bill.
Coach Dave Sacco from Winthrop Basketball with us here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSONewsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School. And, Mike, first of all, an assessment on your team right now at 7-5.
You know, we've had to overcome some obstacles. We had a couple guys hurt early on. Billy Ackerman was out for a little while. We had him banged up. You know, we've had some other guys go down with some injuries. Brendan Bugler got hit in the mouth against Danvers a few weeks ago, so he's been out. So we've had to ask a couple guys to step up. We've kind of filled some voids, filled some gaps, but we're still trying to find out our personality, what type of team we exactly are. And so far it's starting to come together, but we got a big test in front of us tonight against Winthrop, that's for sure.
Yeah. I know with the league alignment that, you're playing top teams, you know, some D1 teams and so on, but, you know, it may not be a win that I'm asking this question, but it may just be a game that you guys really did play well in. And what would be a game that you might say was your most complete game of the year?
Well, so far, I think, you know, we've played Salem and Somerville the last couple of games, Danvers on Friday night, but Salem and Somerville, I think we executed our game plan pretty well. We did what we wanted to do. Somerville had one player get hot, and that ended up hurting us a lot. He ended up having 28 points in the game, and that was somebody that when we scouted didn't score real well but had a night, and that's going to happen when your plan is to shut everybody else down. One kid steps up, then it's going to hurt you. Against Salem, our goal was to, you know, make sure that we force from the outside and keep them from getting hot from the outside. And fortunately for us, it worked out against them. So we were very fortunate in that game. But both of those, we executed our game plan, which is all we can ask of our kids.
And as far as your team, as far as players, you mentioned some injuries and illnesses and so on. As far as players coming along, where would you see the progress individually?
Well, Seamus Keeney at our point guard position obviously has done a great job this year and kind of had to be a leader from the backcourt. Derek Marino is Derek Marino. You know, you're going to get what you're going to get from him. He's close to a double-double guy almost every night. He works his butt off. Dan Daugherty has really stepped up, especially with all the injuries. We've asked him to play down low. We've asked him to play on the outside. He really creates some matchup nightmares at his height. In particular, against certain teams that are a little bit smaller. His length obviously helps on the defensive side, but on the offensive side, it's really a matchup challenge for a lot of teams. You know, and Dewey Millett has really done a real good job for us, had his career high last game against Danvers, so we're looking for him to obviously keep it rolling a bit. And the young kid, Sean McCarthy, is you know, our fifth starter, and he's been doing a real good job, and still he's full of energy, full of excitement, so we got to kind of pull him back every once in a while and slow him down and say, take a deep breath. It's 32 minutes. You know, we got a long way to go.
These interviews tonight have been messing up, but you pretty much did your starting lineup, so you're off the hook for that, Mike. As far as Winthrop, how do you look at this matchup with Winthrop? They have a couple of guys that can shoot.
You know, they got some real good players. Obviously, Pulsifer being a 1,000-point scorer, he can light it up a bit. You know, McKenzie, he's done a nice job at kind of playing point forward, almost like a LeBron James. At his size, he can run the show a bit. You know, and they've also had the kid Washington step up the last couple games. Their big guy down low, you know, causes all kinds of problems offensively and defensively. So we're really going to have our work cut out for us tonight. They're a tough, tough team. Don't let the record fool you, because everybody, you know, besides Everett, I think everybody's kind of in the same boat. They are, you know, it's who's going to be on that night, who's going to execute their game plan.
I think you're right about that. All right, Coach, good talking with you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Yep. Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Marblehead starting lineup, as you just heard, Dan Daugherty, Seamus Keeney, Sean McCarthy, Dewey Millett, and Derek Marino for Marblehead High School. For Winthrop High School, they will have Chrono Washington as their point guard, a junior. Rest of the lineup is seniors, which would be Alex Dernier, Tajon McKenzie, Devin Pulsifer, and also Elliot Frank. And as far as Frank is concerned, he's 6'8". He's the tall guy out there that both coaches did refer to.
As far as their scoring leaders, Tajon McKenzie with 16.7 points per game for Winthrop. Devin Pulsifer with about 18.9, while Marblehead is led in scoring by Derek Marino, 16. So he's kind of a double-double guy, Derek Marino, as you've heard with Coach Giardi. It will be Marblehead's Dan Doherty jumping up against Elliot Frank for Winthrop High School. Ball's in the air. It's controlled in the backcourt by Marblehead, and the Magician started up court. They'll work right to left. They've got the home white uniforms, the red numerals, some black trim, going up against the Winthrop Vikings defending to our left with the away dark blue uniforms. They thread it down low for Dewey Millett, and it goes off his fingertips, swatted away, out of bounds. It'll be a Winthrop basketball on the turnover, and Alex Dernier to inbound on the end line. Length of the court to go. Just underway here, first quarter, Winthrop and Marblehead boys basketball. With the ball up over midcourt is McKenzie. Flips it off for Dernier. Down in the corner, there's a three ball taken there by Dernier. Doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead up court quickly. It is Keeney with it. Kicking it out on the right, back on the left. A drive to the basket. A layup by Dewey Millett. First points of the game scored by Millett as he went slashing straight, high-low, down the paint and laying it in under with the left, with the right-hand fingertips from the left side. In forecourt, Winthrop double team in the right corner. They kick the ball back out high for Washington. They take to the basket. It's on the rim, bouncing around. The shot, no. Rebound loose on the floor, and it's picked up there by Washington of Winthrop, who shoots it on out to McKenzie. Up on the left, a drive to the basket, but a traveling call on Alex Dernier. Winthrop will be hosting Swampscott on Friday night, while this Marblehead team travels to Peabody on Friday night. A lot of other games going on the North Shore. We'll try to keep you posted on some of those scores as we go through the evening here on MSO News Sports as time permits. Millett, ball outside the arc on the right corner. Shovels a pass down low, right block. Shot not taken by Doherty. He's turned down, and now back to the basket. It is McCarthy driving and puts a reverse layup in for 2 points, and Marblehead is up 4-0. Winthrop basketball. They do have the ability to score, do these Vikings. McKenzie with it outside. Kicks it out on the right for Washington. Washington on the dribble. Looking at man defense by Marblehead. Pass out on the left wing. A three taken there on the rim. It doesn't go. Taken there by Pulsifer. A 1,000-point scorer for Winthrop High School. Rebound Marblehead. Here's a take to the basket. A drive into the paint. Keeney, it's knocked away from him. Out of bounds off Winthrop. It'll be a Marblehead ball. Leading 4-0, Marblehead with the ball right underneath their own basket. Dan Doherty to inbound, left parallel on the end line. Two hands over his head, now flips a pass out in the left corner for Keeney. Back up top for McCarthy on the dribble. McCarthy, sophomore, to the foul line. A turn jumper is good by Dan Doherty. Three different scorers for Marblehead in their 6-0 lead here. 5:46 to go, first quarter. Winthrop a little cold from the outside here tonight, trying to look for something to heat up. Now they set up Dernier out on the right side, turns down a shot. Ball knocked out of bounds off Winthrop. It'll be a Marblehead ball. That time it was swatted by a Marblehead player, and it went off the Winthrop player out of bounds. No objection from the Vikings. Just one of those plays. So it's a Marblehead ball, and it is Keeney up over midcourt with a pass on the right to McCarthy. His pass goes off a Winthrop player out of bounds into the corner. Winthrop picking up man-to-man two here, it appears here. Yeah, early going here. Doherty to inbound in the right corner on the sidelines. Up on the right for Marino. 13 on the shot clock. Ball outside. Marblehead taking their time. Now Keeney with a take to the basket. Kicks it out for Marino. Outside the arc, straight on. Now foul line left, jump shot. Got it. Derek Marino. Make that four different scores for Marblehead and an 8-0 lead for the Magicians here over Winthrop early going first quarter. With it, Washington pull-up jump shot, foul. Just a step inside the foul line on the left, and the foul is on Doherty of Marblehead. There's our first foul in the game, coming at 4:58 to go in the first quarter. Winthrop 5-8 coming into the game tonight, Marblehead 7-5. Washington at the free throw line for Winthrop, looking for their first points. Free throw is in the air. He got the first. He'll have another. Washington is that point guard that you might have heard Coach Sacco talk about in the pregame show. He's a junior. averaging about 9 points per game, hits the second free throw. And he's the big key to this team, making sure things are going. So we'll see if he can get it going for this club. Reminds me of Patrick Bugler of Marblehead a year ago, the senior. What a great season he had for them as a point guard. Just a key part of that Marblehead team 1 year ago. Here's Derek Marino with a pull-up jump shot for Marblehead. He nails that one. That's his second bucket of the night, 10-2 Marblehead. 4:35 to go. Winthrop basketball. They start it back, working left to right. Aggressive man-to-man defense outside, a bump there. And McCarthy commits the foul for Marblehead. Winthrop basketball on the sidelines left. Foul on the floor. Alex Dernier to inbound the ball. Washington is right there, as well as Tayshawn McKenzie. Ball down left corner. Shot doesn't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Hit the side of the backboard from the left corner. Marblehead rebound. Down court. Keeney off for Marino. Slash to the basket from the wing. No. Offensive board back up. No by Millett. And the rebound is Washington's on the floor. Quickly up court. Now shut down on the defense. Here's a pull-up jump shot. A three off the rim doesn't go. The follow-up put up and in, and a foul. As Elliot Frank put it in for the 2 points. First field goal of the night for them. And he'll go to the line for the foul shot. So the big 6'8 forward with the putback for Winthrop. He'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. His team trails 6 with 4:03 to go first quarter. Free throw is no good. Rebound loose on the floor after it was not held on to by Marblehead. Now a long down court pass underneath. A lay-in by Sean McCarthy. His second basket of the night. 12-4 Marblehead. Washington, the junior guard up over midcourt. Pass on the left for Tayshawn McKenzie. On the dribble left side, guarded there by Galley. Chris Galley into the game. With it, Dernier left side. A jump shot doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead. Millett with it. Dewey Millett, the 6'4 senior, off for Keeney. Down court, pass to the corner, back up to Keeney, to Millett, foul line, a step to the basket, a shot is good. Dewey Millett with his second field goal of the night. Timeout called by Winthrop. And so both it is McCarthy, Millett, and Marino all with 2 buckets and 4 points each for Marblehead. Doherty with the other field goal for Marblehead as they are off to a fast 14-4 lead over Winthrop here in the first quarter. Some of the Cape Ann League games and some of the other games had 6:30 starts tonight. Girls basketball, Pentucket all over Amesbury at the half, 32-9 tonight. Hamilton Wenham boys are up on Newburyport at the half, 39-30. Great, that should be a great game there tonight at Hamilton Wenham. They're at the half there. Two teams having very good seasons, both Hamilton Wenham and Newburyport. Peabody up early on Salem, 5-2 over at Peabody tonight. North Reading up on Rockport in boys basketball. It is a 34-29 lead for Coach Joe Casey and Rockport boys basketball and North Reading boys basketball. That's what happens. You say too much, you make a mistake. It happens. So it'll be a Winthrop basketball. They trail by 10 here. 14-4, 3:22 to go first quarter. Off to a cold start here. Now looking at a little three-quarter court pressure by Marblehead coming in after the timeout called by Winthrop. Tayshawn McKenzie with it left wing, guarded there by Chris Galley. Slides by him, kicks a pass out in the left corner. Off for Diaz, I believe. Back up top on the right, a slash to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound put back and in by Dernier. Dernier Winthrop with the field goal on the putback. 14-6 to score. Keeney down court underneath Marino. Shot doesn't go. Rebound snapped down by Elliot Frank. Off it goes for McKenzie. Shovels it back to Frank down in the right corner. Two ball taken in the right corner by Diaz. It doesn't go. Ball's free to Pulsifer. Pulsifer kicks about to Dernier. Left wing three attempt. No. Rebound put back up on the rim and around. No by Elliot Frank. And now a scramble for the ball on the floor, and there's a foul. See who gets the ball here. Foul is on Marblehead. That's their fourth team foul. That foul is on Doherty. That's his second foul. Winthrop basketball on the inbounds. It goes to Frank in the left corner, up to Dernier. Off on the left for Pulsifer on the dribble, the 1,000-point score. Pulsifer back down to Dernier corner, swings to the basket, now kicks it out for Diaz, a three on the right wing, got it. David Diaz, a three from the right wing, 14-9. Boy, those three-pointers bring you right back into a game. Here's a little three-quarter court pressure by Winthrop in backcourt on Marblehead. Long down-court pass, swept away. Comes free, though. Millett picks it up, shovels it off. Marino, shot is good. Derek Marino, his third field goal of the night, 16-9. Marblehead coming down to inside of 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. McKenzie with it for Winthrop. Pass off on the left for Pulsifer. Swing and drive to the basket. A runner, and he's got it off the glass and in. Devin Pulsifer with his first points of the night. 16-11. Winthrop showing some life here late in the first quarter. Ball down court. Pass into the paint. Kicked by Winthrop. It will remain a Marblehead basketball. They will inbound on the end line. Two inbound for Marblehead will be Chris Galley in off the bench, the junior. Galley slaps the ball, holds it two hands over his head, bounces it into Millett into the paint. No, Millett battles for the rebound, but it comes free, and the loose ball is picked up by Dernier. Off for McKenzie, up over midcourt. Guarded there by Marblehead's Galley. Drive to the basket, a foul. McKenzie will go to the free throw line. I think he'll shoot. No, they're going to call it a floor foul, and it'll be a Winthrop basketball on the end line. Dernier to inbound for Winthrop on the end line underneath his own basket. Quick inbounds pass to Pulsifer. Quick slash to the basket. No, good defense there by Dewey Millett. Gets the ball. No shot. The shot was blocked. Down court, Marblehead. Ball goes out of bounds on a deflection on the take by Billy Ackerman of Marblehead. 16-11, the score, a minute to go in the first quarter. Marblehead leading. But Winthrop has battled back from a 14-4 deficit here. So a little run here by Winthrop here late in the first quarter to creep back into this game. From the inbounds on the end line, the ball comes up high to Keeney. Right of the lane, Millett. Right side kicks a pass back on the left for Ackerman. 2-point shot is good, right? It was 16, no, a three-pointer. Ackerman for 3 points. Down court, Winthrop sets up. Kicking it out, Dernier left point for a three, got it. 19-14 the score. Marblehead basketball in backcourt, 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Down left corner, Marino, a three from the corner, that doesn't go. Rebound is snatched away by Diaz of Winthrop. Up court, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Washington with it outside, 10 seconds. Up top, straight on three. No, rebound to the floor, grabbed by Pulsifer, kicks it on the right. Diaz, another three, shot deflected. There, it is no good, and the quarter comes to an end. Marblehead leading 19-14 at the end of one. We're back with more right after this.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Welcome back to Marblehead. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Tuesday night, boys basketball here from Marblehead High School. Winthrop versus Marblehead. And it is Marblehead leading 19-14 at the end of the first quarter. It'll be a Winthrop ball to start the second quarter. At midcourt, they will inbound. Dernier to inbound into backcourt off to Diaz. Diaz, a senior guard, came in off the bench in the first quarter for Coach Dave Sacco and Winthrop basketball. Diaz, right wing three, no good. Rebound pulled down way outside by Dernier. Sets up again. Off for Diaz. Looks at the three, turns it down, drives into the paint. Lost the ball, gets it back, and there's a foul. On the floor, that'll be the sixth team foul on Marblehead. And the foul is on Millett. Left wing, three, Dernier, no defensive rebound, Millett, but he's fouled over the back. And it'll be a Marblehead basketball. There's the first team foul on Winthrop, a rebounding foul. 19-14. That foul is on Lyons. Yeah, Lyons just into the game. Christopher Lyons for Winthrop. Underneath, Marino spins, shoots, hits it, and he got fouled. Derek Marino. Marino now with 8 points in the game, leading all scorers there. Marino going to the free throw line for the free throw. There's the second foul on Lyons. Lyons checks out of the game. Into the game will be Elliot Frank. And Derek Marino at the line for his one free throw after the made basket. And it is around the rim. No, falling off to the right side. Rebound pulled down by Frank. Up court, Winthrop with the basketball. Washington with it on the wing on the right side. Now moves up top with the dribble off on the left wing side. A three taken out there. Doesn't go by Diaz. And the rebound is Marblehead. With it there, it is Keeney. Strong take to the basket. On it finds the rim. Ball doesn't go down, though, for him. They kick it out to the right corner. A three is taken there by McCarthy, and he's got it. Sean McCarthy for a three. And it looks like Winthrop has called another timeout as they go down here by 10, 24-14. They were down 14-4 in the first quarter at one point. Now they're down by another 10 points here in the second quarter, although they had crept back to within five a couple of times in that first quarter. Peabody had a one-point lead over Salem in boys basketball at the end of one quarter over at Peabody tonight. Oh, a happy birthday wish here tonight to Dick Lynch, the former athletic director at Danvers High School, and, of course, the very successful basketball coach at the Swampscott, football coach in Swampscott as well. Great coach and athletic director, Dick Lynch, the father of Channel 5's Mike Lynch and other kids. Dick Lynch celebrating birthday number 91, I understand, over in Swampscott today. So congratulations to him. And many more on that. Newburyport girls go on a little run on Hamilton Wenham and go up 33-17 early in the second half of that game. And the Revere girls team is up on Lynn English tonight by 10 at the half, 27-17. So here we have 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 24-14, Winthrop with the basketball, seeing backcourt pressure by Marblehead. Diaz gets the pass out on the left on the press break. Out on the left wing, it is McKenzie with it. Comes to the basket. Now back out of the left corner with a pass. Diaz with a three, nails it. David Diaz with the three-pointer. That's his second three of the night. He has 6 points. 24-17, Marblehead basketball. Seamus Keeney with it over midcourt on the dribble. Off for Billy Ackerman. Down underneath now. Marino wheels into the lane and takes the shot and gets it. Big night here now for Derek Marino, early going first half, 26-17, Marblehead. Well, Marino is so versatile there when he's got it going. He can do all kinds of things. Inside and then out, bringing a game out a little bit. Ball loose on the floor in the offensive end for Winthrop. Stolen by Marblehead. Here's a take to the basket, a drive, and a foul. So it's Marino there, filling the lane and driving to the basket, drawing the foul. He'll go to the line for the two shots. With a foul on Tejon McKenzie. First free throw by Marino is good. He will have another. Again, a big night for Derek here so far early going. We've just gone a minute gone by here in the second quarter. Second free throw is in the air, and he's got that too. Two free throws by Marino. 12 points for Derek Marino of Marblehead here in the first half. Tayshaun McKenzie for Winthrop. Off for Dernier on the right side. Looking for Pulsford swinging through the paint. Dernier up top off on the left. Diaz now shovels it down to Frank. Back off to Dernier's left wing jumper. No rebound. A rebounding foul. Let's see who this is on. It's on Winthrop. With 5:39 to go in the first half. Marblehead is leading 28-17. At an 11-point lead right now. Peabody-Salem game tight now, 13-all in the second quarter there in Peabody tonight. Marblehead sets up offensively to the offensive end to our left with the home white uniforms. With the ball, McCarthy weaves from the corner back to the foul line with a pass to Marino, and he nails it. Well, Marino is really feeling it now. I think that's 14 points for Derek Marino, his team leading 30-17. Biggest lead there of the night for the Magicians. Pass out to Diaz, left corner for Winthrop. Setting up, struggling a little bit. Now back up top for McKenzie. McKenzie tries to slide off a pick. Marblehead adjusting on the defense here. Here's Pulsifer down to Diaz, left corner. He comes to the basketball, swatted away from him, and the loose ball is picked up by Marblehead. Brendan Bugler off for Marino. Here he comes. Pull-up jumper. Marino doesn't go. Offensive board, though, by Bugler, and it goes out of bounds off Winthrop. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. Teddy Miley to inbound on the end line for Marblehead into the game. Now Washington into the game. Out of the game for Winthrop is Elliot Frank. Inbounding again, Miley for Marblehead. Throws it into the paint, but it's taken away by Washington of Winthrop. Left to right up over midcourt on the right wing. The jump shot, Pulsifer, doesn't go. The rebound is Marino. Quickly up court on the right side, McCarthy. A strong take to the basket. He's fouled. Washington will draw the foul there. 4:27 to go, first half, 30-17. Two-shot foul coming up here. And McCarthy going to the free throw line for Marblehead. McCarthy has 7 points on the night. Now we'll have two free throws. First one's in the air. Nice high arc. He's got it. High school hockey tomorrow here on MSO. Danvers at Beverly, 7:20. Second one is also good by McCarthy. Boys hockey tomorrow. Danvers, Marblehead. Danvers has already clinched the league title. Beverly is qualified for postseason. I believe they did that earlier this week, or over the weekend, rather. Excuse me. Pulsifer, left of the lane. Pass off on the right, outside the lane on the right to McKenzie. Back to Dernier. Three on the left wing. No. Rebound, Marblehead. With that rebound, Bugler. Down court pass. Marino, a slash to the basket. A take, and he's got it. And he'll draw a foul. Oh, man. What a first half Derek Marino is having. 34-17 the score. Winthrop made a run at Marblehead, came close near the end of the quarter, but that Marblehead has come out on fire here in the second quarter, leading now 34-17 with 4 minutes to play in the first half. Marino's free throw is good. 35-17. Pulsifer with the ball outside. On the right to Diaz, back to Dernier. Zone defense here, part of a partial zone here, it looks like, on Marblehead. A foul down underneath. And a foul on Marblehead down underneath. It'll be a Winthrop ball on the end line, or actually we're in the penalty situation. So Tayshaun McKenzie will go to the free throw line. Number two scorer on this team. First free throw is no good. He battles for the rebound, but there's a foul on McKenzie over the back. So it'll be a Marblehead basketball. Now there's 17 fouls here on Winthrop as well. So each team in the bonus now. So we'll shoot here as well. 1-1. So McKenzie missed that free throw. Winthrop, 5-8, have qualified for postseason through the Sullivan rule. They're a D4 team in this league, while Marblehead is 7-5. Out of the game for Marblehead is Chris Galley. Into the game is Billy Ackerman for Marblehead. Magicians have Teddy Miley and Derek Marino down low. And free throws coming up here. First free throw by Bugler is no good. Rebound, Bugler himself goes back up, missed that. Back underneath, Miley a shot, he's fouled. So Bugler missed the free throw, got the rebound, missed that shot. Miley goes up on a follow-up, and now he is fouled, going to the line now for two shots, fouled in the act of shooting. 3 minutes, 36 seconds to go in the first half. Miley, free throw is no good. Very good football player. Right foot ahead of the left foot, and the free throw is no good off to the left. Rebound Winthrop with the basketball. It is Pulsifer off on the left. Now into the game is Polino off for Washington. Washington shut down. Back up top. Washington on the dribble. Off for Pulsifer. Pulsifer guarded closely by Galley. A drive to the basket. A runner doesn't go. Rebound. Washington in the paint. Kicks it back out. They reset. No, the shot clock down to three. The ball didn't hit the rim. 2 seconds. They don't get a shot off. The shot there did not hit the rim, so it did not reset the shot clock. So the time was running down on Winthrop, and they never got the shot off. So it'll be a Winthrop a Marblehead basketball. Down low, Marino, a shot blocked, loose ball picked up by Washington of Winthrop. Everyone ahead of him, and he starts up court. Strong take to the basket, lost it, out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead ball. Coach Giardi subbing freely here. Sean McCarthy back into the game. Also into the game is Seamus Keeney. Billy Ackerman will inbound, and down low right now it is Teddy Miley and Derek Marino for Marblehead. Marblehead basketball, Keeney with the ball. On the dribble up over midcourt, working right to left. Right-hand dribble guarded there by Washington of Winthrop. Man defense here by the Vikings of Winthrop. Outside on the right, McCarthy guarded there by Dernier. Now right of the lane, Miley. Pass picked up there by Marino. No good. Miley the board. The rebound in the corner. Back off for Marino. Comes into the down the lane. Lost it. He jumped back in from being out of bounds. He's out of bounds. And it will be a Winthrop ball. Substitution here, Winthrop substitution. Tayshawn McKenzie coming back into the game, going out of the game, Jake Polino. So the Vikings have in the game right now, Chrono Washington, Devin Pulsifer, Alex Dernier, David Diaz right now takes a shot on the left wing. A three, he's got it. Diaz, his third three of the night. Second here in the second quarter, 35-20 the score. Here's a take to the basket, and on the rim, it rolls around and in. Seamus Keeney with his first points of the night. 37-20 our score. McKenzie, left wing, off on the right, Dernier to the foul line. Kicks it out in the corner, right corner, Washington, a jump shot, no, rebound fought for. Miley gets it a deflection, gets the ball on the deflection. Off for Keeney. Up to midcourt. Now no, down the lane. A runner. No. Ball was redirected. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Winthrop ball. 37-20 our score. Marblehead is leading by the 17 points with a minute 33 to go in the first half. Dernier of Winthrop on the dribble over midcourt. To the right side, back off on the left with a pass to Diaz. Diaz starts to the basket, pull-up jumper from inside the circle. No, rebound. Pulsifer goes back up, and he doesn't get it. Loose ball on the floor, picked up and put up and in by Jake Polino, who checked back into the game. First points of the night for Polino, 37-22 our score. Marblehead is leading. They have the ball with a minute to go in the first half. At the half, we'll check in with Matt Serino, the athletic director at Winthrop High School, in an interview we did this week. Corner jump shot taken by Marblehead's Billy Ackerman doesn't go. Rebound Winthrop. 50 seconds to play in the first half. Here's Dernier. Foul line Pulsifer coming down the lane. Garris draws some contact. Puts it in. Nice weave by Pulsifer to the basket. You can see how he is a 1,000-point scorer, even though that was just his second basket of the night for his fourth point of the night. But he'll go to the free throw line. He just very fluid out there, makes things happen, can generate some offense. Certainly not the biggest guy out on the court, but not the smallest either. So he makes the basket. The three-point shot, foul shot is good, hitting off the rim, going in the air, and now falling through. 37-25. So Pulsifer completes the three-point play, the field goal, and the foul shot after the foul. And it is a Marblehead basketball. Keeney with it off on the right for McCarthy. Down right of the lane, Marino into the lane. Shot blocked by Washington. Rebound picked up by Pulsifer. Here he comes to the basket, feeling it a little bit. Kicks it out on the corner. Polino a three. No. Rebound, Marblehead ball tipped. A foul. And the foul is on Pulsifer, I believe. He'll get charged with that foul. Yeah, that's his second for Devin Pulsifer. Coming with 20 seconds to play here in the first half. And it's a one-and-one situation for Marblehead. Ninth team foul on Winthrop. Eight team fouls on the Vikings. Rebounding sub for Winthrop. Elliot Frank coming into the game at the free throw line for Marblehead. It's like Sam Bernstein at the line. Free throw in the air. He got it. First points for Bernstein. Shooting to the basket to our left here with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Next one's in the air. He's got that too. ...39-25 the score. Marblehead leading. It'll be a Winthrop basketball. They roll the ball in from the end line and they pick it up starting the clock at midcourt. With the ball, Diaz left side. Kicks it back out for Dernier. Turns down a three. Guarded closely by Keeney. Now Pulsifer with it outside. 11 seconds left. Down in the corner, Diaz starts to the basket. Shut down. Back out Pulsifer. 6 seconds. Five. A long three. Pulsifer. No. Rebound tipped to the end line. Out of bounds. It'll be a Winthrop ball at the buzzer. And it will be halftime. So no one will get the ball here. We are at the half here with the score. Marblehead 39, Winthrop 25 at the half here in Marblehead. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by the athletic director at Winthrop High School, Matt Serino. Matt, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's great talking with you, and you know, I know you guys, I know a lot of folks remember the old Winthrop High School and the gymnasium and the surroundings, but man, you're in a brand new building in the last couple of years here. Great facility over there for the gymnasium now and athletics, I'm sure. So it's a whole different look over there at Winthrop for sure, as you begin this full year with that whole facility, or second full year, really.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it came out beautiful. It's a little bit of a step up from our old facility, so we have no complaints here at all.
Well, Matt, tell us about some of the winter sports notes. I guess it would be obvious to kind of start with the basketball and hockey teams and so on. So what are the updates on those? And by the way, we are doing the Tuesday night boys basketball game from Marblehead on Tuesday night, so we're looking forward to that. But with Coach Sacco and company. But what are some updates on winter sports?
Yeah, so actually boys basketball yesterday just qualified under the Sullivan rule for the Division IV state tournament. So they're right on par where we expected. You know, they play in obviously the grueling NEC conference where, you know, you have the likes of playing the Lynn Classicals, the Lynn Englishes, the Everetts, you know, all those powerhouses, which, God bless anyone who goes up against them in the tournament. But, you know, they're doing well. They're competitive. They're in every game. I think their record as of right now stands at 5-8. And like I said, they just qualified under the Sullivan rule. So they look to make a lot of noise once they do get to the D4 tournament. Our girls team, you know, still in a little bit of a rebuilding year, but we have, you know, 6-7 freshmen on our varsity roster, all playing pretty good minutes, so the future looks extremely bright there. Our coaches for the girls team have done a fantastic job kind of growing and developing them, as well as our, you know, being involved heavily with the youth program. You know, I think that's been a key goal for both our boys and girls program, is to get back and get heavily involved in the youth programs, and the two programs are doing a fantastic job, and we're seeing, you know, that kind of paying off right now. Girls and boys hockey are, you know, typically right where they are, as always, fighting for a conference title, you know, right in the midst of, I think both of them are a few points away for qualifying for the state tournament. So, you know, they're doing as good as we always expect them to do. And, we're, you know, it's looking good for all four of those programs.
Gotcha. Now, the other sports, I know there are other sports there as well at Winthrop in the wintertime. Any notes from those sports?
Yeah, so we actually, swimming-wise, we don't have our own team. We actually co-op with Lynn English, but we have, you know, six swimmers or so that are joining their team who are all doing extremely well. We have, you know, Caroline Cifanti, who has placed first place in 9 different meets. We have, you know, Mary Lawler, who's finished first place 5 different times. So our swimmers are doing, you know, very, very well. They're overall, they're, I believe, 5-3 right now, so they're doing fantastic. Our gymnastics team is actually 6-1. They just beat Beverly, who, that was their first loss in over 11 years and 70 consecutive meets. So right now, you know, they're sitting at 6-1. They're led by head coach Pete Gobiel and Daria Melrick, sitting in second place in the NEC, and their team filled with 7th, 8th, you know, and a few 9th graders, and then a couple of senior leadership. So they're young and look to be extremely promising in the future. And then our, you know, track teams are extremely competitive. The wins and losses might not be there, but we do have quite a few. Cormac McPhail, who's qualified for a few different events in the for the states. We have Camilla Lavella Miranda, who's also qualified for the girls. So, you know, again, wins and losses for track might not be there, but they're extremely competitive, and the coaches are doing a great job in growing those numbers to make them more competitive.
Wow, Matt, that gymnastics win is huge. You're right, because they had not lost, Beverly, in many years, I think, in a regular season meet.
Yep, 70 meets in 11 years. So our coaches have been doing a fantastic job with that program.
Well, congratulations there. Absolutely. Wow, that's a great story. I did not realize that, actually.
Yeah, and hats off to Beverly. I mean, they have a fantastic program, and their coaches were, you know, couldn't congratulate us enough on it. So they have a first-class program over there.
Yeah, they do. They really do too. Yeah. Well, Matt, you kind of touched on some names, so I hope I'm not putting you on the spot here, but are there a few are there a few athletes in any of the winter programs, whether it be boys or girls, that have kind of stood out, other than the ones you already mentioned, for sure?
Yeah, so, I mean, we have boys basketball. Devin Pulsifer, actually, a little early in the season, reached the 1,000-point milestone. So, you know, him and Tajon McKenzie, both are the captains of that boys basketball team, and, you know, they're kind of the cornerstones there, you know, the two kids that every team's focusing on. So, you know, they're having tremendous years. Girls basketball, you're led by three captains, senior captains, Francesca Capone, Kaylin Driscoll, and Amanda Kokoneshi, who are doing an awesome job of taking those freshmen, the younger kids, as I said, you know, they have six or seven freshmen on that varsity team, and those three have done a fantastic job kind of taking those kids under their wing and really growing and developing them to see them extremely competitive in, you know, a lot of their games coming. You know, we had overtime last week. They lost by a few points their last game. So, you know, those for basketball doing extremely well. Girls hockey, they have a sensational captain in Michaela Norris. She's probably, you know, the most well-rounded student athlete we have here in the high school. Boys hockey, they have tremendous leaders, you know, Jake Adamson, Henry Brooks. So, I mean, really, there's a lot of good quality winter sport athletes who are doing a great job leading their teams.
Gotcha. Well, we're talking with Matt Serino, who is the athletic director at Winthrop High School, and, again, some great stories there. Matt, and we'll be with the boys' basketball team on Tuesday night when they're in Marblehead. Matt, anything else I did not ask you about that you want to share with us regarding winter sports or any of the other sports at Winthrop?
No, just, you know, like I said, all of our teams are doing great jobs. Our coaching staff, I can't thank them enough for the hard work that they're putting in. In the springtime, we're looking forward to opening up the new Miller Field, so that's obviously an exciting time for all. We've been fortunate enough with the new school and a new athletic facility now with the new field and track that, you know, things are looking very positive here in Winthrop.
Yeah. And we actually did talk. It's Devin Pulsifer, right? The basketball.
Yes.
I want to make sure I got the first name right. But Devin, the night that he got the 1,000th point, we did talk to him, and we do have that on our website. I think folks can search it if they go on our website to get that post from now several weeks ago. But you're right. Those are some great stories, some great names, Matt, and we appreciate you joining us to share some of that with us. And best of luck the rest of the winter. It sounds like you guys are having a great winter in Winthrop.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right. There's Matt Serino, the athletic director at Winthrop High School, and I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO New Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, welcome back here to the second half. 39-25 our score. Just underway here in the second half. Each team with a miss at each end of the court. Here's a three attempt out on the left wing by Marblehead. Seamus Keeney doesn't go. Rebound Winthrop. They trail here in this game by 14. With the basketball out on the wing, it is Dernier. Up on the right for Diaz. Two hands over his head on the right side. Now down low with the ball. Off for Frank. Back to Diaz. A three right wing. Got it. David Diaz, man, he's the three guy. He has four threes now tonight. All of his points coming on threes. 39-28 our score. Marblehead is leading by the 11 points. Winthrop really not going away here in this game here tonight. Down low, Millett shot no good, hit off the side of the backboard. Down court, it is Pulsifer with a rebound off on the right. Diaz back to Pulsifer in the paint, kicks it out on the left wing. Dernier, shot no. Rebound Marino out on the right baseline. Off for Keeney, quickly up court, charging to the basket. Kicks a pass back out on the left wing. He had to save it. Marino can't get it, and Washington of Winthrop does. Team trying to cut it down to single digits here. Diaz, right corner three, got it. Another three for Diaz. Quick timeout called. Marblehead, I think, called that timeout. Yes, they did. 39-31. It is two quick threes to start the third quarter for Winthrop, and that makes a difference. We had some scores in here. I think we have a final in girls basketball. Triton over Ipswich tonight, 53-28. It appears that the boys game, Newburyport-Hamilton-Wenham game, was a great game. It was 44-all at the half. Prep is up on their game by 15 over Zavarian. Salem up by 5 at the half on Peabody, 25-20. And Beverly up on Somerville, 38-30 at the half there. North Reading leading Rockport, 53-39 after 3. So we'll check some scores as we move through the evening here tonight. You can follow us on Twitter. Also check out North Shore Sports Night Monday nights at 7 o'clock here on MSO News Sports. You can also listen on demand to the podcast of North Shore Sports Night. And don't forget our local newscast every day here on MSO News Sports as part of North Shore Today. Some local stories often get added there during the day here on MSO. It is a Marblehead basketball. Third quarter, they're up by 8 points, 39-31. Seamus Keeney with the ball out on the left side, off for McCarthy. Back around the right side to Marino, down in the corner. Working it there is Doherty. Return pass to Doherty, underneath Millett, shot no. Rebound battle for, and Pulsifer comes away with it. Here's Pulsifer coming up court over midcourt on the left side. 2 minutes gone by in the second half. Pulsifer a three on the left wing, no. Rebound pulled down by Marblehead's Dan Doherty. Up on the left wing, Keeney starts to the basket, into the paint. The pass no good. Rebound, the loose ball is picked up by Pulsifer. Down court, Dernier back to Pulsifer. Swings in for the lay-in. Devin Pulsifer for 2 points. Pulsifer had 5 in the first half, so he's got 7 now. Big score in the first half was a 17-point Derek Marino performance for Marblehead. Here's Marino, starts to the basket, kicks a pass out to Keeney in the right corner. And he nails it. No, check that. That is Dan Doherty for the three. 42-33. Marblehead on top. Pass is thrown at one of the, is kicked by one of the Marblehead players. Marino gets it, lays it in. Derek Marino, the ball hit off of him, and then the chase for the ball went into the backcourt. Marino ends up picking it up and taking it to the basket for his 18th and 19th point of the night here against Winthrop. Big night for him, and they're back up by 11 points. Washington left of the lane up for Frank. The shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Marblehead's Sean McCarthy. Drops it off for Keeney, and he brings it up over midcourt. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Marblehead up by 11. A little weave outside. Doherty to the paint underneath. No-look pass for Millett, and he lays it in. Nice pass there by Doherty. 6 points now for Millett. Another timeout called here with 44-26 to go in the third quarter. And it is Marblehead up by 13, 46-33. We're back with more after this.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night for North Shore High School boys basketball action. It is Marblehead playing host to Winthrop, leading here in the third quarter, 46-33. Dernier with it off on the right side, off for Diaz. Diaz passes to Frank, a weave and a take to the basket. The shot is rejected. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be a Winthrop basketball underneath their own basket. Dernier will inbound for Winthrop. Dernier inbounds off in the corner. And they take to the, let's see, a defensive. Who's the foul on? Foul is on Marblehead. We're in the second half. That's the first team foul. It'll be a Winthrop basketball on the end line. Dernier to inbound. They go four corners, and the inbounds pass on the left goes. Diaz a shot. No, the follow-up by Frank is good. Elliot Frank with a two-point putback. He's got 4 points now in the game. Keeney with the ball up over midcourt. Guarded by Pulsifer. Off from Marino. Now Millett left of the lane. Shot doesn't go. He's fouled. So Bo Millett will go to the free throw line for Marblehead with his team leading by 11, 46-35 with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Winthrop foul is on Elliot Frank. Millett at the free throw line. Free throw is in the air. It's no good. Millett has 6 points on the night here tonight. Dewey Millett at the line. Free throw is in the air. He's got that one. One of two from the free throw line. 47-35. 12-point Marblehead lead. Winthrop has the basketball. Tayshawn Washington with it up over midcourt. Looks like he's guarded man-to-man there with a take. Pull-up jump shot. Washington, it's on the rim. Falls off to the left out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. Now, right now, Winthrop is showing some pressure in the backcourt on the inbounds pass. Man pressure. And the dribble by Billy Ackerman up over midcourt. Drops it off for McCarthy. McCarthy on the dribble, guarded there by Washington. Goes right to left. Now in the left wing off for Ackerman. Ackerman passed down through the paint, deflected off Winthrop and out of bounds. So it'll be a Marblehead basketball underneath their own basket with 3:15 to play in the third quarter. Ackerman to inbound for Marblehead. Bounce pass out in the left corner. Off there for McCarthy. Back up on the wing for Galley. Galley on the dribble up top. Off for McCarthy. Starts to the basket on the wing. Off for Marino. Puts it on the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by McKenzie. McKenzie pull up jumper. Right wing. No. Rebound rolls into the backcourt. Battle for the ball. Loose. Picked up by Marino. He goes up and lays it up. No. He didn't get it. And Pulsifer gets the rebound from Winthrop. Up and down action. Pulsifer slides by a defender. Now drives. Kicks it off for traveling violation called on Frank of Winthrop. And again, now we'll see some backcourt pressure on Marblehead. Millett up over midcourt. Down on the right galley. Up top for Ackerman. Back on the left wing, a three ball taken there, an air ball by McCarthy. And the rebound is Pulsifer of Winthrop up court. His team trails 12, 2:18 to play, third quarter. Off on the left wing side for Washington. A pull-up jump shot. Washington is on the rim. No. Rebound Marino. Here's Marino making a chase to the basket. Going in and laying it up. No, didn't get it. Offensive rebound put up. Shot blocked. Rebound. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Grabbed by Diaz of Winthrop. Around the back dribble. Down the paint. Diaz shovels a pass off. It's stolen away. Back we go the other way. McCarthy of Marblehead off for Marino, and he lays it in. Derek Marino for the 2 points. Marino now with 21 points on the night. 49-35, a minute 42 to play here in the third quarter. Tayshawn McKenzie with the ball outside. Comes to the basket, a drive, he draws a foul. McKenzie will go to the free throw line now for the two shots. First one's in the air. He gets it. That's his first points of the night. So Marblehead has done a nice job on him. Into the game for Marblehead, Dan Doherty and Brendan Bugler. Back into the game for the Magicians. McKenzie at the free throw line. His second one is in the air, and that's good. Kind of rattled around and went in. 49-37 our score. Marblehead leading. They have the basketball. Over midcourt, a little trap on Ackerman. Ball taken away. Winthrop has it. Dernier with it, excuse me, for Winthrop. Pass to the left corner. Washington a three. No. Rebound high in the air. Grabbed by Marino. Going up over two defenders. Marino kicks the pass off for Keeney. Keeney over midcourt. Flying to the free throw line and now backs it out. Guarded closely by Dernier. Slides by him. Pulls, goes into the paint. Off for Marino. Puts it in. And he draws a foul. Foul on Elliot Frank. Marino's free throw is around. No good. Rebound Winthrop, down 51-37. Pulsifer with it on the right wing. Shovels a pass off on the left. Dernier, three in the left corner. No. Marino skies for the rebound, but there's a foul over the back from behind. Oh, no. I take it back. It's on foul on Marblehead. It is on Bugler. Didn't look like Pulsifer had fouled anybody. So it'll be just a Winthrop ball underneath their own basket. Goes out into the corner on the right side. Off for Washington. Up for Tayshawn McKenzie. On the dribble. Slides by one defender and it's bumped. Gets the ball back though. Right baseline jumper. Got it. A two-pointer. McKenzie. He's got 4 points now. All of them coming here in the fourth quarter. Or third quarter. Excuse me. We're late, 20 seconds to go third quarter, almost to the fourth quarter. Marblehead brings it up over midcourt, and a timeout is called by Marblehead with 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take the break as well here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
That's our cue to come back, huh? 51-39 our score, with Marblehead leading with 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They have the basketball. Seamus Keeney with the taking the inbounds pass. Comes to the foul line right. Off for Ackerman. Back on the right for for a three ball by Dan Doherty is good. His second three of the quarter. 5 seconds to go. Dernier left baseline runner. No. Ball loose on the floor. Marblehead ball. And the buzzer sounds ending the quarter. So the quarter ends 54-39. And we'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back, and we have some final scores in from North Shore High School basketball. Hamilton went over Newburyport tonight, 66-50. Again, Hamilton went over Newburyport. Boys basketball, 66-50. Girls basketball, Masconomet all over Georgetown tonight by the score of 83-22. Chieftains having a great year under Coach Bob Romeo for Masconomet girls basketball. We're underway here. A shot missed. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead ball on the sidelines in backcourt. The Magicians lead here, 54-39, just underway fourth quarter. They throw it away, however, as they come up over midcourt with a little midcourt pressure being applied. Peabody up on Salem now, 48-37, fourth quarter of that game. I believe they moved into the fourth quarter there. Here, it is a pull-up three taken by Tayshawn McKenzie is good. Got his first points of the fourth quarter, 54-42 our score. Winthrop hanging around here. Long down court pass and a lay-in by Dan Doherty of Marblehead. First points for the Magicians here in the fourth quarter, 56-42 our score. 7:17 to play in tonight's game. Winthrop basketball. Pulsifer has the ball tipped away from him. Goes back out near midcourt to get it. Starts to the foul line. Drives a runner. Floater. Got it. Pulsifer for 2 points for Winthrop. He's got 9 in the game now. Backcourt trap by Winthrop. The Magicians break it. Pass underneath. Marino goes up from a tough angle. Doesn't get it. And the rebound is pulled down by Elliot Frank of Winthrop. Now a right baseline three. No. Frank goes back up. No. And Marino the rebound. Down court Doherty. A reverse round the back pass. Lay in by Dan Doherty on a pass from Sean McCarthy. Nice around-the-back pass by McCarthy. 58-44, 14-point lead here for Marblehead. They're putting the gas on here in the fourth quarter. A little give-and-go down low. Headed a high-low pass to Elliot Frank, the 6'8 senior, and it's deflected off his fans out of bounds as he was going to the basket. Nice idea by Winthrop, but it just didn't work. Tayshawn McKenzie giving him a little hand gesture like, oh, flip it up, lay it up this way. Struggling to inbound is Winthrop, but they get it to Frank. Now underneath Dernier, now dribbles back outside off for Pulsifer. Doubled, stays with it, kicks it back out. A three taken there and made by Dernier of Winthrop. His first points of the second half. 58-47 our score. Winthrop down 11. Marblehead basketball court, cross-court pass stolen by McKenzie, one-on-one McKenzie, strong take, tries to stuff it, and it didn't go. Loose ball picked up by Marblehead at midcourt, here's a take to the basket, a reverse scoop layup taken there by McCarthy, no good, rebound pulled down by Winthrop, down-court pass Diaz underneath, Pulsifer, a runner, no, but he draws a foul. Prep is up tonight in their game over Zavarian. Big, 65-30 through 3. Tanner's up over Salem, 55-41 in that game. Fourth quarter. Malden. Here's Pulsifer. Free throw is no good. Devin Pulsifer. Let's see, Malden is leading Classical at the end of the third, 42-39. That would be an upset in the making. Although I like that Malden team. Here's a shot made by Pulsifer. He goes one of two from the free throw line, 58-48. So it's a 10-point game. Marblehead basketball. Here's a take to the basket. Marino from the left baseline goes up strong and puts it in. Marino's first point of the fourth quarter, 60-48, back up to a 12-point lead with 5:14 to go in the game. McKenzie outside. Off for Polino. Here's Pulsifer, a three, doesn't have it. All fingertips. Marino with the rebound from Marblehead. Back up court, left to right come the Magicians. Down left corner, a three ball taken there, and it is good. Sean McCarthy. Ooh, that's a tough one for Winthrop right there, making it 62-48. Timeout called with 4:53 to play. 4:53 to play, and it is 63-48. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
As this game ends, we'll probably do a quick wrap here. Do check our website for scores a little bit later on tonight here on MSO News Sports. And here, big night here for Derek Marino of Marblehead. Marino has 8 second-half points, so that puts him at 25 right now. No. Yeah, 25. 25 in the game right now, leading all scorers, not even close in this department for Marblehead. Here's McKenzie of Winthrop up over midcourt. His team trails by 15 here, 63-48, 4:44 to go. Polino right wing jumper, no, it's deflected. Down court, sneak away, lay in by Marblehead, and McCarthy lays it in for 2 points. McCarthy now with 14 points on the night himself. 65-48 our score. McKenzie pull up right wing three. No. Rebound tipped. Comes free. Marblehead's McCarthy with it. Down court underneath. Lay up and in by Keeney. Good ball movement there by the Magicians. Just over 4 minutes to play in tonight's game. Bullet pass to Dernier. Left baseline. Quick drive to the basket. No, it didn't go. Dernier got in. That would be one he'd probably normally make. It just didn't fall for him tonight, and that's kind of the way it's been here for Winthrop here tonight, on and off here tonight. Struggling at the from shooting. Outside with the ball, Keeney drive into the paint, kicks it off for Millett. No, shot doesn't go. Rebound by Pulsifer. Down court on the dribble, going to go coast to coast, lays it up, and no, it didn't go for him either. Again, another situation where you might think Pulsifer is going to hit that driving layup. Even though there was some, it was contested for sure. Outside, Keeney kicks a pass down on the left side off for Galley. Galley into the paint, knocked away by Polino. Ball loose on the floor once again. Marino gets it right side. Now he comes back to the basket at right baseline. Off balance shot. No follow up. He's traveling. Called him on the traveling. Looked like he did a little jump step. But now it's 67-48. Marblehead is leading with 3:10 to go. Doherty here with, 6:10. He's got 12 points here in the game for Marblehead. So we'll do a quick recap here, wrap it up here as we wrap up tonight's game here from Marblehead. Ball left side. Dernier off for Pulsifer outside. Pulsifer to the foul line, turns down a shot off the Dernier left wing three. That doesn't go. And the rebound, a rebounding foul that apparently is on Winthrop. And it'll be a Marblehead basketball. Ackerman. All right, check that. Ball is knocked free. Pulsifer going after it. And we have a timeout call by Marblehead with a scramble for the ball. Well, kind of a frustrating night here for sure for Winthrop. Some of their shots earlier in the night and throughout the night, just not falling for them. Getting some good looks at the basket, 67-48. But you got to also give Marblehead a lot of credit for taking some looks away from them as well, playing aggressively defensively. Let's see if we can add some points up here for you here. So I got Doherty here. I just mentioned that one. We've got 12 points here right now for Doherty. Keeney with 4. Sean McCarthy with 14. Ackerman with 3. Bernstein with 2, both at the free throw line. Dewey Millett with 7. Man, the big guy, Derek Marino, with 25 points for Marblehead. For Winthrop, it is David Diaz with 5 threes tonight. So he's got 15 points. Chrono Washington with 2. Polino with 2. Alex Dernier with 8. And Tayshawn McKenzie, let's see here, he has 5-7 right now. Pulsifer with 10. And here's Marblehead with the basketball, and taking it to the basket and laying it in is Seamus Keeney. Keeney now with 6 points. 69-48 our score, up to a 21-point lead for Marblehead. And the other score is Elliott Frank for Winthrop with 4 points in tonight's game. So there's a quick little scoring summary. We'll update the leaders should they change a little bit later on. Now we have a couple of subs in for Winthrop. But still, Pulsifer's in the game. Launches a 3 from the right wing. No. Rebound Doherty. Downcourt pass. Lay up is good by McCarthy. And he will go to the free throw line as he is fouled. He's got 16 points now. With a minute 55 to go, and it's 71-48. Marblehead pulling away here on Winthrop. We mentioned Hamilton Wenham boys won tonight in boys basketball. We mentioned Malden was up on Classical narrowly at the end of 3 quarters. Looks like the Georgetown boys beat Masco 91-83 tonight. And here is a free throw. It is good by McCarthy. So McCarthy has 17 points right now for Marblehead. Dernier with it out, working it around the perimeter. Got some new faces in there for Winthrop, but Dernier is not one of them, and he takes it to the basket, draws a foul. One minute to go. Peabody up on Salem, 57-50 in that game over in Peabody. Girls hockey tonight. There's a free throw missed by Dernier. Like Beverly over Winthrop tonight, 4-2. So Dernier missed that one. Next one by Dernier is good. Dernier now with 9 points in the game. 72-49 our score. Marblehead leading. And they have the basketball. Up top, Skylar Chardon. Some new faces in there for Marblehead as well here. Gregory Garber for Chardon. Right wing 3. No good. Taken there by Garber. Rebound grabbed by Marblehead's Sam Bernstein into the game. He did play earlier tonight. Other players are new here. Will Brooks out on the wing. 3 ball. No rebound. Pulled down by Skylar Chardon of Marblehead. Pulls it back out. A minute 5 to go. Ball left wing. Brooks down low. Left block. Left baseline jump shot. No rebound. Fought for. Marblehead gets it. They kick it back out. Up on the left wing. Bernstein. Now a drive from the left baseline. They kick it off underneath. Nice layup attempt there by Garber. Doesn't go. Rebound Winthrop. And here comes Winthrop back moving right to left. 44 seconds to go. Ball in the right corner. Vikings have it. Trevor Lipsett with it. Now down low. Ball knocked away. Marblehead gets it. They start it back up court. They lead 72-49. 30 seconds to play. Ball right corner. Two-hand pass back up on top to Chardon. 23 seconds to go. little differentiation on the shot clock, game clock, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's not an issue now. 19.2 seconds to play in the game. Winthrop basketball after the turnover. And they start up over midcourt. Moving left, right to left. Dernier still in the game. Off on the left wing side for Bennett. Dernier turns down a shot. Now drive to the basket. Puts a shot up. A hooker. No. Goes out of bounds. A turnover. It'll be a Marblehead basketball with 2 seconds to play. 72-49 our score. Inbounds. That's it. Again, 25 points for Derek Marino, leading all scorers. Sean McCarthy with 17. Dan Doherty with 12 for Marblehead. Those were their leading scorers here tonight. Winthrop's Devin Pulsifer with 10. Alex Dernier with 9. David Diaz with 15 points. And that's with those leading scorers. And it's 72-49, our final score. Record-wise, Winthrop falls to 5-9. Marblehead goes to 8-5. Marblehead's at Peabody on Friday, and Winthrop will host Swampscott on Friday. For all of us here at MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Once again, our final score, Marblehead 72, Winthrop 49. That's our final in boys basketball here on MSO News Sports.